When you pawn your wedding ring and your head is up your ass, now you're listening to the Broke Even Podcast.
Johnny, welcome back, pal.
Daryl Schmitz.
It's been too long and I hate it.
It's been too long.
Renovations are done.
Looks great in here.
We're back up. The studio looks beautiful as always.
New mics.
We sound great. We got new headphones. John, you look incredible as always.
Thank you.
Rocking a very nice poppin' red sweater.
You look like you are.
Just voted, baby.
I was just saying, you look like a young Republican, even though you're not. You look like you run.
Like I do feel like a candidate. Today.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, I still. Hey.
You look like a candidate first.
That's right. Vote for me, baby.
Gosh.
John, we got a lot of football to discuss. A lot of things have happened since we've last spoke, which has been 2 weeks.
2 week off, 2 week hiatus.
And there's a lot happening. First of all, your team, Michigan, is poised and ready to make another playoff run, pal. It looks like it's going to be a two-dog race with Ohio State. Georgia is by far the best team in the country.
Oh, my God.
And I don't think that there's a close second.
Is
that
Georgia good at football?
It's just a done deal. I think we should probably just look up what their – should I look up what their national championship odds are? Because
they are minus 120.
Really? That's it? That's pretty low.
That's pretty low. If you have the capability to place a large wager on Georgia to win the Natty,
yes,
this would probably be the best time – but by all means, put them in a playoff. Put them in a bet on long term futures. Bet on them to make the playoff.
Well, that's easy. I mean,
correct.
But you know what?
It's easy. But it's like, we'll do it now. Do it now.
Those odds are probably insanely bad.
But throw it in a parlay.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, do it. Did you know who second playoff?
Ohio State.
You know plus 250. I do plus 800.
Go blue.
Michigan, and then Tennessee is plus 1500. Oregon Ducks plus 2,500. And wouldn't you know it, the Fighting Brian Kelly LSU
there,
Tigers are
just,
plus 5,000.
That's.
And John, this is, I know in the beginning of this year, we talked about how you're not a fan of playoff expansion, but this is why it's great. Because this gives an opportunity for a team to get better if they lose early and get hot at the right time, like LSU, Oregon. With this new playoff format, if they win out, they can get in. Whereas right now, they're on the outside looking in.
I don't want to watch LSU or Oregon play again.
What?
I'm good.
I do.
I'm.
Oh, come on.
I like
more
the top
football.
Four. I just don't think expanding is the move. It's. I mean, they're going to. It's over. They're going to. It's
great.
Happening. I just think the regular season does become less special.
It's still incredible, but it's and that's why actually this year it's so crazy that LSU and Oregon are coming back the way that they are, because they both had pretty devastating early losses and now they are have an outside chance to make the playoff.
Oregon loses week one 49-3 to Georgia.
It was awful.
And then Georgia, this is kind of fascinating about this team, because like I bet on Tennessee plus whatever.
I jacked
it up a little bit, 13, whatever it was.
Against Georgia.
I was kind of like, you know what? But that was like 8. The line by Vegas was Georgia minus 8. Thought it was a lot. But I forgot about them boys. I forgot about who the fuck they were.
They're incredible.
And because after that Oregon win, they had a tough game at Mizzou.
Yep.
They were playing with their food against Toledo.
They love playing with their food.
They had a lot of – they just haven't had the dominance they did last year.
But when they know that they have to, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They just show up.
When they see a real opponent, Darnell Washington, that tight end, dude, he's like 6'6", 260.
Just incredible.
He's literally punching people in the face legally he's so good. They're backup tight end. I mean, they're just loaded.
And that's not even talking about how good their defense is. They made Tennessee's offense look bad.
Yes.
And that was the best offense in the country. Like, what the
Great
hell?
Point.
Like, I mean, this team is winning the national championship.
They had like 6 sacks or something, and like all year they only've had 10. And the advanced metrics are showing that this year they're much less disruptive than they were last year. Of course, they lost a ton of talent. Nolan Smith was out for the year, the game before, and did not play last week. But like, that defense was crispy.
It's getting harder and harder to find any upsets for a national championship. But Clemson is no longer one of those
Clemson
contenders.
Is out. Finally they exposed.
Yes, they are. Syracuse kind of exposed them, and then they couldn't seal the deal. But then Notre Dame finally did it.
Yeah,
because Syracuse had them on the ropes a couple weeks ago. I think they were up 21.
Yep,
and they ended up losing. But Notre Dame. How about Notre Dame getting hot?
Notre Dame. I mean, and you got to wonder if they beat Marshall.
If only they didn't lose that stupid game. My playoff pick could have maybe snuck in there. I did. Since we're definitely past midseason point, but I do have our playoff picks. Okay.
Let's hear them.
So, John, yours were at the beginning of the year, week one, you picked Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia. All three of those very good. Fourth is Bama, which I don't think that they are going to get in with two losses. I hope they're not.
They're done, and it's like, you know, but also, I mean, looking back, good job me.
Absolutely.
Good job, John.
Those are great. I mean, yeah, taking some real swings there, John.
Taking some real swings. Michigan was a top 10 team. But they were a lot of people said we're going to fall off. New defensive coordinator, new offensive coordinator. Just saying.
Well, here's someone that took some big swings. Me. my picks, Ohio State. Good pick, Daryl.
Great pick, Daryl.
Bama. Whoops. Notre Dame. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie.
And Oregon.
Now, the Oregon pick, we laughed at so hard.
Yes, we did.
And now the odds, if they can win out, beat USC. Yeah. They don't play USC in the regular season, but if they can win out, beat them in the
championship game.
Championship game, they'll be in.
Which is so funny.
But like, or they'll be most likely in. I mean, it'd be hard to imagine. You never know. But I want to kind of go back to the SEC, Daryl, because the SEC...
Please.
Really depends upon, obviously, they're, you know, that's who won the Natty. Who wins that conference wins the Natty usually. So it's just an interesting wrinkle with the playoff this year.
There's a lot.
The East is two-team race now, has been for a while. It's Georgia-Tennessee. Well, that's over.
Which over, yep.
That's over because it's two-game lead. Yep. So Georgia has made Tennessee not be able to get in the title, right? So that means we're looking at most likely a Tennessee, an 11-1 Tennessee team with no SEC experience.
Yep, championship, yep.
They're going to be floating around that atmosphere. And then Georgia is going to play who we all had at the beginning of the season, LSU.
LSU. Ole Miss, come on.
Ole Miss, but again, LSU beat Ole Miss. LSU beat
Bama. Oh, that's right.
Bama, yep. So they have the lead. And LSU is, you know, if they lose their next two games, of course,
they will not be in.
Because they play Arkansas.
But then it kind of makes it kind of easy, though, right? So if LSU makes it to the SEC championship game, if they lose to Georgia, they're out, right?
But
if they win, they're in, and so is Georgia. But if they lose, then Georgia and Tennessee would
be in. Think that I'm just confidently going to say here, for the record, that LSU is going to get their cheeks clapped.
Yes. Yes, they will.
By Georgia, if they play.
I agree.
So then the West is out, right? So
correct.
Bama, LSU's out. So then... It's really looking like there's going to be Georgia 1 and then some formulation of Ohio State, Michigan. So it's like, I guess the question I'm about to ask you is, we have Georgia 1. We have Tennessee floating around.
I know a question you're about to ask. Yeah.
Ohio State and Michigan.
Yep.
Let's say this. Michigan wins. Who's not a sexy team. Is Ohio State, are they going to get in?
No.
And give me, let's say a TCU is undefeated, Big 12 champ. Like, put them at three.
It's TCU then. It's because Ohio State has not been dominant.
But would they get in over Tennessee?
No. I mean, Tennessee would get in.
Tennessee would get in over Ohio State,
correct.
Let's just say. Yeah.
So if whoever wins the Big Ten is automatically in. But I don't think there's going to be two Big Ten teams unless Tennessee falls in one of these weird games coming up.
Yeah, so if you're an Ohio State or a Michigan fan, for insurance, you would want... One of these
Tennessee
would need to lose because you look at their rankings, dude. It's like Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, Tennessee. TCU plays Texas this week.
Yep, big game.
They are dogs. They're plus three.
I think this is where TCU gets knocked out of the conversation.
And we'll talk about it. But this is the fun of it. Like, and then
yes,
Oregon. You know, then we have Tennessee, Oregon, LSU, then USC is there, right? Let's say USC, this is their schedule, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
It is Colorado on Friday.
It'll be a clapping.
And then the biggest USC-UCLA game in a long time.
Very long time. That'll be incredible.
UCLA has one loss.
Yep.
And then they have Notre Dame.
Very, wow. Yep.
So if they went out and beat Oregon.
Yeah.
And Johnny G has a USC playoff bet preseason, just so you know.
I like that.
Jordan Addison's been injured.
Yeah, though. Sorry, pal. I think that would.
So give me your four teams now.
So right now, so Georgia automatic, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for fun. Georgia, you let my fanhood show here. Georgia, Michigan, Tennessee, Ohio State.
So you? Think
I'm gonna say TCU loses, and I'm gonna say the Pac-12 cannibalizes.
That would have to happen. Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, UCLA would have to beat USC like, and then lose in the Pac-12 championship.
Like somebody loses. Like basically, Oregon loses again.
Yeah.
USC loses again. Because
no two loss Pac-12 teams.
And I don't even think a one loss UCLA would get in over either Michigan or Ohio State. With a one loss.
I mean, that would be the debate then. But
I don't think so.
You're probably right.
That's what I'm betting on. But so that's what I'm saying. Pac-12 cannibalizes, and that TCU loses. And then
the only wrinkle that could get thrown in here with all that is if LSU does end up winning the SEC championship.
And if LSU,
that would be wild.
And you know what? They surprised, beat Bama.
I agree. No, I agree. Like that would be,
you never know,
the biggest turnaround ever. And then that they would knock out obviously Tennessee. They would knock out any chance of a second Big Ten team. Knock out Pac-12. I mean, like that would just change everything.
That is a really good point, dude. If they went, obviously the biggest went out, have a joy, and then they're like losses are to Florida State, and then they lost to Tennessee. They would be in. They'd be like the fourth team.
Yep, they'd be in.
But so it'd be Georgia, LSU, Big Ohio State, Michigan winner.
Yep.
And then who?
Probably Pac-12 winner.
Or unless Michigan loses Ohio State close.
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
This is fun. This is a fun play.
No, I agree. Because
Notre Dame is out.
Especially
because
so many of the games, so many of these teams are playing each other coming up, not just in the Big Ten championship or in the championship games, but like just on the schedule. There's some big ones.
This is fun. I'm having a good time.
I am too, John.
I'm enjoying it.
I love it. And John, what else did we have on here? Anything else that we want to discuss before we...
I'm happy to see Clemson out of the picture.
Get the hell out of there.
They were, kind
Frauds.
Of fraudulent. I always will cheer for smaller programs. Texas Christian, TCU, I'm enjoying watching their ride. Wow, they're up to
yeah, top.
I mean they're up there.
Yes, they are. If they went out. They're definitely in.
And so it's a fun year. Remember when everyone's like, "Oh, like it's only, Ohio State, Bama, Georgia." Well, Bama's out and we didn't even mention this yet. Ohio State, yes, it was windy. They bleed, they cut and bleed.
Once again, I would like to announce to anybody that goes to Northwestern and a booster there, do not build a new stadium.
They're building one.
Because I know, but don't do it, because the only way you can keep any game close is the lack of energy and atmosphere in there. You might have a chance to upset somebody.
That's so funny.
That is the only way you get in, that is the only way you win, is if you lull them to sleep. So do not build a nice stadium where people show up. You can't do it. You got to keep fans as far away from the field as possible, like your stadium now. Open air, let the sound go over and have that awful Wildcat. That's what we need. So that was my little Northwestern football tip. what else, John? Wisconsin is still rolling now. Jim Leonard, just a great coach. That's our Wisconsin 10 seconds.
I was in Madison. I had with him.
You and I were both back to back Madison weekends. And
best comedy club in the world, Comedy on State.
It was great.
I was there and the Badgers beat Maryland, who is a pretty good team, 6-2 when they walked in, now 6-3. Jim Leonard, I think the job is his.
It's his.
I think
yep.
he won it this
yep.
weekend.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice just to we got our guy. I'm excited about that. That's great. Other than that, John, anything else you want to go before we get into some picks?
Nah, this is a great season, and I think that this is just like I just want to say I'm upset about conference realignment. I'm sad that these conferences are going to turn into whatever they're going to turn into.
I
love the personality. This is we're living in the good times.
You are.
This is embrace it.
And I will just say, I think I've said this before, but college football has been so much better than the NFL this year. It's not even funny.
Close.
I'm on the NFL side of things, but
I texted you Sunday. I was like, this is, I mean, this yeah, is just
they're just kind of blah. The unders, there's like...
There's no like... Can you think of a really exciting touchdown for the NFL this year?
It's just been just
somebody
fine.
Who zigged and zagged their way.
It's been fine. I mean, of course, the most boring NFL season ever is when the Vikings are 7-1.
Correct.
And like no one's excited about it, but... I mean, once it goes, the playoffs, NFL, it's great.
Kind of amazing that their only loss is to the Eagles, and the Eagles are undefeated.
That's right.
Kind of crazy how
pretty,
the Eagles
pretty
are.
Pretty great team. Pretty great team. But
I think college, that speaks more to
college
the Eagles.
Football gets very good. It will only get better every week from here on out. So, John, let's get to some picks. We got a little reset here since we had a couple weeks off. You were 17-23 on the year. I'm 24-16.
Oof.
Let's get it cooking. First game.
I'm turning it around.
Incredible 11 a.m. game. I don't know why this is so early. Number 10, LSU at Arkansas. Arkansas is catching 3 points.
This is a what do they know? This is a what do they know
yep.
spread.
I don't
why
like
isn't it.
It
more?
Should be way
Didn't,
more.
I believe Liberty just beat Arkansas or something like that. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. I'm taking LSU.
I don't understand this spread.
This is a rivalry game.
It is, and it's at Arkansas. I just... Arkansas had like a little run there early in the season when we thought they might be good, and they got beat to Texas A&M, Alabama, Mississippi State, and they got their butts kicked in all of them. And then they lost to Liberty recently.
They lost to Liberty last week. I had Liberty money line.
So
Daddy.
Now it is LSU's turn to come in, coming off a huge win, and that's definitely why the spread is this low, because they think that they're gonna. Take that
road rivalry game and also
the momentum from last week. Maybe they don't think it carries over. John, I'm will be absolutely hammering LSU. I'm rolling with Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I am as well. Lock it in. Two LSU votes.
Love it. Okay.
Here is a fascinating game.
I hate this game. Number 6, Alabama at number 11, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is getting 12 points at home, 230 CBS. John, I think I've lost every Alabama bet so far this year,
yep.
and I expect that to continue.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, does Alabama flex its muscle? I read a really interesting article about this is one of the first times in decades that an Alabama team has really nothing to play for postseason-wise.
Correct.
There's no SEC title, you know,
nope.
most likely, obviously no Natty. So they're like, how do you motivate these kids? Or are they, you know, are they angry or do they respond and
Correct.
Kill Ole Miss? Because, you know, Saban's chewing them out. I mean, right as we speak right now, Saban
oh
is chewing
God,
the
is he
boys
so
out.
Mean.
Literally chewing them.
This is the reason why I never enjoyed playing football, is because coaches got way too mad way too quickly.
Yeah,
and they really
like,
took it out on me. And
yeah.
I felt like way too much. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get yelled at anymore. I'm going to quit.
Actually, you're not my dad.
Like, I mean, obviously, like, we're built physically for football. I mean, we are specimens.
A couple of fucking freaks.
But yeah, decided not to do that because coaches yelled at us. If Saban yelled at me one time, I would die right on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just...
That would be the end.
I couldn't imagine somebody... Especially, he's like 5'5".
I hate him.
And you're like, imagine these kids are 6'3", 250, just getting chewed out. But it's like, ugh.
Who would you rather get yelled at by, Belichick or Saban?
I mean, this sounds kind of like a sex question.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Saban because of college. Yeah. That is the best question you've ever asked
Thank you. Thank you. And who you got? You got Saban?
I got Saban just because I'm a college guy. You know? he's from Ohio. It's regional to me. I'm from Pennsylvania, you know.
I want Belly.
Yeah. I would
belly.
Like to see what he looks
That's
like.
That's what I want. Yeah, I want to see.
He seems more like he'd say something like passive aggressive, like he'd like roll his eyes and be like, yeah, Daryl, like, did you, you know.
It would cut deep, too.
Yeah.
It would be like, yeah, like there it wouldn't be one big blow. It would be a bunch of just knives to the side.
Yeah,
yeah that would get me. That's fine. Okay, well, John, Alabama. Ole Miss, do you believe in saving, rallying the troops, or faltering?
I had a temptation to take Ole Miss at plus 12, so I'm going to go against my gut and just take Alabama minus 12.
What's the Saban coaching tree record? Isn't it kind of like stupid?
He only lost to Kirby and Jimbo. It's two losses.
I mean, we got Lane here, and you know I love him, and I'm not betting against Lane because I love him. So we're going to go. I'm going Ole Miss. You take Bama.
They're at home. It's like, you know,
it's
if Alabama loses, They'll have three losses, and we'd have to. We should look up when's the last time they had three losses in the regular season.
Not in the last decade, easily.
Easily in the last decade.
Okay. Game three. Very juicy, actually. North Carolina, number 17, at number 21, Wake Forest. Wake Forest is favored by 3.5. It's a night game.
I've been riding the Tar Heels. So a couple weeks ago, I shared with Daryl, hit a huge parlay. The last leg of it was North Carolina minus 3 against Pitt. And Pitt was up 17-3, and you bet my boys folded in the fourth. And you bet they won me that
You're
money.
You're welcome. Yep.
I've been riding the Tar Heels, and so for no other reason than that, I'm taking the Tar Heels.
John.
Are they catching points?
Yes. Okay, John. What wow. if...
Absolutely taking the Tar Heels.
Okay, what if North Carolina wins out? They're 8-1 right now. Their only loss is to Notre Dame. They play at Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, home against NC State, and then the AC title game will probably be against Clemson, maybe. I'm not sure how that works. And they just have one loss.
So this is what...
There's really no way of them getting in, right? Assuming not.
Well...
Unless some shit has to happen.
This is like, okay, you'd have to look at... There'd have to be a two-loss Big 12 champ, a two-loss Pac-12 champ, and let's say Ohio State beats Michigan 49-3.
Yep.
And
Georgia,
Georgia kills LSU. You have Georgia, Ohio State. Who else? They could get in that way, right?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think that they have any. I mean, they haven't beat anybody.
I mean, they're at 15.
They haven't beat anybody, but.
They haven't beat anyone?
Not really, no. No. Well, they haven't beat a ranked team. That's pretty easy then, isn't it? Yep, they're not going.
The scenario I just listed, you know.
I don't think so. All right. Well, who are you taking in that one?
I'm taking the Tar Heels, dude. I'm fully in.
You're fully in on the Tar Heels?
I'm fully in on the Tar Heels for this game.
I was going to say, Wake Forest is, they are weird because that game against Clemson, that double overtime game that they played earlier in the year, was really good and they played so well. And then they bounced back the next week against Florida State, played great. And after that, they just kind of shit the bed and they are playing like shit now. So I guess I'm just going to think that that's going to continue and take North Carolina.
I have to tell you, I just looked up the ESPN playoff predictor. You can't even put in
North Carolina.
The last the last team you can put in is Ole Miss at 2%, and it's
good. I don't want any.
Alabama is still with a 16% chance, so I guess that's obviously with an SEC title, but that's just bizarre.
They're not going. Oof. They're just not. But I'm taking North Carolina. All right, game four. This one's juicy. Number 7, TCU at number 24, Texas. Texas is favored by 7. It's a 6:30 ABC. This one is, I'm taking Texas. TCU falls. I hate the spread, though.
Hey, it's a big spread. Texas just almost collapsed to give me a huge victory for Kansas State. Kansas State's still in the running for a Big 12 title spot. They're still in the running statistically. They just have to win out, and they might. So, just so you know, I'm going to take TCU plus 7. TCU has an amazing offense.
I hate the spread.
This is a game I'm going to take. Do yourself a favor. Take Texas first half spread, TCU money line.
Oh, I like
because
this.
TCU does not wake up until the third quarter.
Also, another betting tip: no unders ever again. I did about 5 of them this weekend, and they were all over by the end of the first quarter.
Daryl was trying to play cute. He tried to get cute.
I thought unders were supposed to be winners because nobody really takes them because they're not fun. So some of the games I wasn't watching, I bet on the unders, and every time I checked in, it was a touchdown. And I would take a screenshot of all the possessions, and I would send them to John and be like, you'll never guess what I bet here.
Under.
And it was all terrible bets. So, all right. I'm taking Texas. I hate the spread. I don't feel good about that one. All right, last game. I don't know why this one's good, but it's number 25.
It is. I'm watching this game.
UCF at number 19, Tulane. Tulane is favored by 2.
I'm riding the green wave. I love these boys.
Yes, we do.
Tulane minus 2.
I love it too.
Yep, I love this
team. We're
not going
to discuss that one because I've watched 0.0% of the games.
Tulane has beat Kansas State in the road. I love this team. They're on track to have their most wins in regular season history. Go green wave. Any New Orleans team gets my vote.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. All right, well, John, those are our picks for this week. Some very very, very huge games. A lot of playoff implications. We're going to have a totally different vibe next week.
Yeah.
Because everything we just said is probably going to be negated by what's going
to
happen.
It'll be fun to talk playoffs every week.
Because somebody stupid is going to win and knock off someone that we picked.
If TCU wins, they're taking a major step towards, even maybe if they lose in the Big 12 title, being in.
I don't think that could ever happen.
I think it could.
That could ever happen. But
I'm putting in the playoff predictor. I really do think that if they win out, again, it all depends on what happens with everyone else, but if they are 12-1, you know that you rule them out as a possibility that they make it.
Is Michigan off this week?
We play the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh, God. So they are off.
Well, we're coming up on, I'll save it for.
You got the two big games coming up next 2 weeks, Illinois and then the granddaddy, Ohio State. So we're going to be talking a lot of Michigan, Ohio State coming up the next couple weeks because it's going to be very emotional for our good friend John Gaspar.
I have to bring this up. I'm going to be in Miami for that game. I'm going to be at the in-laws, and we originally were going to go to Pitt, Miami that Saturday.
Yep.
And before the season started, that was going to be the ACC
great game.
Coastal Championship.
Yep.
And now it is not. And so I texted the father-in-law. I was like, my guy, I'm like, we might got it. We might not go to the game. And then he was like, yeah. And then Spencer's like, wait, why would we even be in Miami then? I'm like, what do you mean?
You can go to Miami and watch football.
Just go to Miami and watch football.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Well, I didn't even comprehend that.
Yeah, there's no negatives there.
So just so you know, TC wins out but doesn't win the conference title, 25% chance to make the playoff.
Wow.
ESPN's playoff
predictor. A lot of shit has to happen, but it's possible. All right, folks. Any more college football tidbits for me?
It's the best sport in the world. I love it. And
it's very good.
And we have two MAC games tonight, three MAC games tomorrow. Love you. Love you, football. Love you.
All right, John. The NFL, baby. And since we last spoke, the Vikings have not lost and the Packers have not won.
Wow. How excited were you to say that sentence?
Just been sitting on it, been waiting on it. I've been really enjoying all the fun Packers stats that have been tossed out on Twitter. A funny one that I saw recently was the Milwaukee Brewers won last before the Packers.
Wow.
So it's been over a month since the Packers won a game.
Here's my take on the NFL, Darryl.
Please.
So we're watching the decline of like the Brady's and the Rodgers.
Yep.
You know, Rodgers less his fault. You know, he has no cast.
Mm.
You know, obviously, like the Matty. You know, Matt Ryan's like there's this people are. You know, they're
gone.
They're Russell. Over the hill, right? And the new dudes, who we love, are not having great years.
Correct.
The Bengals don't look amazing. Now the Chargers are 5-3, but
they don't look
amazing. Like.
Josh Allen
is amazing. We love
Mahomes,
him. Mahomes,
fine.
They look great, but they're like they have like multiple losses. Like the Bills just lost to the Jets again. Yep. The Jets are better now. Like they have the Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson on either side of the ball as rookies are performing at an incredibly high level. But they're not like the people that are supposed to have 7-1 teams don't. Is my take.
My theory is there's no rivalry built up with some of these younger quarterbacks yet because we're just not used. Because it's the new wave is here, okay. And the old dogs, you're right, they're gone to pasture, and it's actually sad to watch some of them. It's just not that fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I think the playoffs will be incredible, and I just think that like the teams that we thought were going to be great just aren't, other than the Bills.
I mean, obviously the Eagles are quite good. The Bills are quite good. The Chiefs, there's some other players. Vikings are good. There's a lot of people who could win the title, and that's fun.
There's tiers.
And that when the playoffs will be really fun.
Correct. Because once you get rid of some of these, I'm just so sick of seeing the Broncos and the Colts and just some of these just shit. Even the Packers, like I'm just sick of watching them. They all suck, and they're scheduled in all the in Rams, Buccaneers, like all of these teams that coming into the season you thought maybe they're gonna be good, they're scheduled in these primetime slots. So those are the games that we get to see. Like whereas all of the good ones right now have been at like noon.
Yeah.
You know, like I that's The NFL should really figure out the old scheduling, because I'm very sick of watching some of this trash that they keep rolling out for prime time.
Yeah. They made some serious errors. People thought that would be good. You know, but the Seahawks, I see you have down there, the Seahawks are a legit threat, especially in their division.
They're fun.
I love Geno Smith. Having said everything we just said about the NFL, there is nothing better on this planet than NFL Red Zone.
It's incredible.
Is the top product in the world.
Yes.
It is the most dopamine you can have.
Absolutely.
As someone who's done a lot of drugs, it's better than all of them. It is just mainlining football to your veins. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than NFL Red Zone.
There's no debate for me whatsoever, except the NFL, once again, their scheduling is so stupid. Last week, there were two games in the afternoon.
Yeah. Like,
why would you do
give
that?
Give me one more.
Yeah, that
I need at least three.
Like, I can't. I'm not switching over between two games. Like, I can do that with my remote.
Yeah.
I want at least four in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'd say stupid. Yeah. I mean, I'll take three. I do love, more of a mix-up.
I want seven games. Like, why do they do this?
But this week we have
an 8:30 game, a Germany game, that's kind of fun.
Have my eggs over it, eggs over easy, watch the game.
That's a great way to start out the day. But there are actually some really good games.
I love waking up with my parlay busted. I love waking up at 10:30 and saying, Jesus, I'm already done. Fucking shit.
Well, Tom Brady really fucked my parlay.
Tell the people.
I had
listen to this.
Like a 5 or 6 game, and I just bet spreads. Like, I was just picking down the line. I was just picking my best bets. And obviously, first four won. The fifth one was the Buccaneers, Rams. Rams had that game in the bag.
How much did you bet?
It was like 50? The winner would have won like $1,100.
But how much did you put up? 50?
Like, yeah, like
25.
Yep. And it would have won $1,100. It was done. And then the Rams gave up the ball with under a minute and gave it back to Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, of course,
what was your fear?
Over. I immediately went in and started hedging my bet and started betting on the Buccaneers.
Smart man.
Thank you. But I was pissed regardless. So that's what I did. All right. Also, so here's what's happening so far is the Bills and Eagles and Chiefs are probably the three no-doubter teams in the NFL right now. And then you have Vikings, Cowboys, like Ravens.
Definitely threats. Ravens. I love these.
Me too.
I love Lamar Jackson.
But they just don't have anybody healthy. They don't have healthy running backs. They don't have a good receiver. OBJ should go there. Like, that'd be a good sign.
And the Chargers are also super injured. They have seven dudes that are inactive. It's crazy.
So as good as the playoffs will be, the top tier teams should have a very easy path.
And I hate to say it, but it's like at any time, obviously, Chase is out, but at any time, the Bengals could get hot. I mean, it's just, that's how much I believe in Burrow.
It's getting a little too late.
The sun is setting in Cincy, which is a fun sentence. Sun is setting in Cincy.
That was very good.
Sun is setting in Cincy. Sun is setting in Cincy. Say that 16 times, and I will. Sun is setting in Cincy.
John, I added one team to the teams that absolutely suck list over the last 2 weeks.
Is it the Steelers? Just kidding.
They've already been
kidding.
On
they've been,
they've
on
been out for a couple
that was a,
weeks.
That was a joke for myself. Packers.
Packers have been added to the list. They absolutely suck. They lost to the Lions. Suck it, Packers. The teams that are great are still the same: Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, and your Minnesota Vikings.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Thank you.
I mean,
any other NFL things that you want to hit?
I want to hit bet Eagles to win the NFC. I don't know if they'll win the Super Bowl, but I like them to win the NFC, obviously. This team is complete.
They really are.
An Eagles, I just kind of am smelling an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl, dude.
Okay, do you want? I have our NFL picks here. Are you ready for them?
Oh, God.
Okay, so for the AFC Championship game, you had the Buffalo Bills.
Uh-huh.
And the Chargers.
They're 5-3.
It's not impossible.
Not impossible, but they do not look like they're going to be in the AFC title.
I had the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers.
We're not having the Bills,
God,
my guy.
We're stupid. And the NFC.
We just love the Chargers on the pod.
Yeah.
Is it the blue table? What's
we really
going on?
Thought.
We love the Chargers.
We really thought Herbert. We thought their defense. We thought the Bosa combo was going to happen. And then everyone got hurt. And It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. It's just, they're getting some guys back eventually, and
they're
some they're not.
They're just stupid. Yeah. They're a dumb team. NFC Championship game. You have the Rams.
Oh, fuck.
Don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, God.
And the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, you know what? I fucking love the Niners pick I had there. Thank you, John. That is what we call one out of two, Daryl.
I like it, too, because in my NFC Championship, I have the San Francisco 49ers and the Minnesota Vikings.
You are
pretty
looking
good.
You're looking like a not idiot.
Thank you. Remember the laughter you had?
I remember it vividly.
Remember being
laughing.
Quite the asshole about that pick.
I mean, you're a homer, and so am I. I mean, now you're 7-1, and the rest of your fucking division is 3-6, or
yeah,
the 2-3.
We can just rest players the rest of the way out and have a division championship and be a 2 seed, because they're not going to get the 1 seed because the Eagles have that one wrapped up. In our Super Bowl picks, you had Bills Rams with the Bills winning it all. I had Chiefs 49ers, and I had the 49ers winning it all.
You had the repeat.
Yep.
I'm looking at the Rams schedule here. This is interesting.
They have no life.
They just don't look. You know, Stafford's bad. You know, he doesn't look good.
I think he's hurt.
And then
also he's bad.
You know, this schedule is really up and down. It's like Cardinals, Saints, Chiefs, Seahawks, Raiders, Packers, Denver, Chargers, Seahawks, Chargers, Houston. That was a preseason.
I think to win the NFC West, you have to at least win 10 games, probably 11. I would guess 11, and I don't see them getting that.
I got to pray for a wild card.
Especially because the 49ers and the Seahawks, I think, are pretty good. So
I fucking love the Seahawks team.
Yeah, I do too. They're fun.
Well, let's say this. The Giants, let's go to the other side. The Giants and the Jets are good.
Yep.
And are probably going to make the playoffs. And that's fun only because they've been horrible for the past at least half decade.
For a long time. Yeah.
They've been a surprise. That's been fun.
Here are the wild card teams in the NFC. It's Cowboys, Giants, 49ers. And then on the outside looking in are the Falcons, Commanders, Rams, and Saints. And I actually think those teams are probably set. Cowboys, Giants, 49ers. In the AFC, the wild card teams are the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, and your Chargers. And on the outside looking in are Patriots, Bengals, Colts, Browns, Broncos. I don't know if there's gonna be that much movement, except maybe the Jets falling and the Bengals making a run.
Here's the thing, Daryl, is that it's like I agree with you, but then also like something weird's gonna happen.
You're right.
Somebody's gonna get hot. Somebody's gonna just go off the cliff. Also injuries. Somebody's quarterback or main defensive player is gonna go down.
Yep.
I do think I don't know why I believe in this Cowboys team. I don't.
They're very good.
I just feel like Micah Parsons is worth a couple wins a year over teams maybe that they couldn't beat otherwise. I think the Cowboys are someone to keep your eye on.
I agree.
I hate to say it.
Defense.
They have a good defense.
And then guys that can get after the quarterback in the playoffs, they're game changers.
I mean, Pollard
is flips the game.
You know, and they're on the run, and the offensive side, Tony Pollard is a fucking bull. Yep. Like, he out there bossing guys.
You're right. So if they get the lead, they can hold it.
Something to consider.
And if they get up and then they can just send their linebackers and defensive line after the quarterback, it's going to be very hard to come back.
You know what would be fun? Would be really fun would be a Dallas Eagles like NFC title game.
That would be fucking sick. No.
Why
the Vikings
not?
Aren't in there. No, thank you. All right, no thank you.
Every other NFL team's fan base was like, that sounds great. And you're like, no. I need my Vikings.
Yeah, you want to see Kirk Cousins.
And here's the thing, the Steelers are winning out.
Top 5 picks. We ready? Okay. Game 1, which should not be a noon game. This should be on primetime on every TV in America. Vikings at Bills. Bills are favored by 6. This is at noon.
Okay, so before this past week, I would have slammed the Bills. I'm taking Vikings plus 6. It's a lot of points, and, you know, the Vikings, they know how to win. They're finishing. They're a complete team. Bills are great. Bills will win by 4 or 5, but I'll take 6 points.
Here's what I hated. I hated the Bills losing last week because
yeah.
I don't I thought the way the Vikings would get him is if they could sneak attack on him.
Yeah.
But the Jets did the sneak attack first. I'm like, damn it. I wanted to sneak attack.
And you didn't look amazing against the Washington Commanders. Let's just say that right now.
They played very well.
They played mediocre. You scored 20. What did you score, 20?
Right, but they had some bullshit things happen. It was a wonky game.
Correct. Okay? But that's not a good team, and yet play with your food. You were not dominant. Let's say that out loud.
No, they're down 10 with 8 minutes left. Correct. But they came back.
They did win the game, and it's the NFL, hard to win. But
this is a game I will absolutely not even touch because, if I'm a smart betting guy, I'm taking the Bills because they just lost, and there's no way that they are going to lose two in a row. And Stephon Diggs is on the Buffalo Bills, and he is going to want to put up some big old numbers on the Vikings.
I'm going to do is I'm going to bet on Stephon Diggs over yards.
Everything that you can bet, just bet on Stephon Diggs. I promise you he will hit everything, and I guarantee he's talking to Josh Allen all this week, being like, hey, I want the ball at least 20 times this game, and they're going to do it. They're going to give it to him.
And here's a fun game next. Cowboys at Packers.
Yep.
Packers +5. This is the Packers. Do you have any life in you left? I say no. Cowboys -5.
I think that game was last week against the Lions, and they didn't have any life. Yeah. I'm also going with the Cowboys.
How are they going to score on that defense?
I don't.
Who's going to do it?
This is going to be
Alan Lazard going to go off?
I hate this Packers team. They're so boring. Thank God. First time in my life they've been fucking boring. This is great. I love it. Rodgers is shitty. This is great. The transition is finally happening. It's Jordan Love season now. All right, but we're both taking the Cowboys. All right, game 3. Seahawks at Buccaneers. Buccaneers favored by 2.5. This game is in Germany at 8:30 in the morning. Do you believe in Tom Brady's magic from last week?
So I guess they both fly opposite. We got Seattle's here.
Yep.
Tampa here, they both...
Yeah, they're coming up opposite ends of the country.
But the earth is flat, so actually, let me take that.
Right, they both. They went underneath.
But they're going to go... They came up from underneath. That's a fun... Thinking about their flights is
fun. That's a lot of flight. That's a lot of mileage.
That's a lot of mileage. A lot of pollution. Kidding. Pollution's not real. 60 degrees in Madison, November. 60 degrees in Wisconsin in November. It's...
Here's a reminder for everyone to get out and vote this week because we don't want people like John voting.
Yeah. Doing my liberal ass. I'm gonna say I love the Seattle Seahawks +2.5, and I'm taking them.
Because Tom Brady screwed me so bad last week, I'm gonna say that he's gonna ride that momentum into Germany, and I think he's gonna find a new wife over there too, and because they're very hot over there. So I'm gonna go with Buccaneers and Tom Brady grabbing another ring.
Yeah, it's a suspiciously low spread. That's why I'm taking the Seahawks. It just smells off to me.
Okay, game 4. Your Chargers at my 49ers.
John Gasper's Chargers.
49ers are favored by 7. This is Sunday Night Football. It's a great game. That spread is gigantic.
I'm taking the Chargers +7.
That is a terrible spread. I'm also taking Chargers.
I'm saying push. Chargers. I'm saying push. Niners +7.
That's going to be a very low scoring game. Very low.
I'll take the under. I'll take the under, and I'll take Chargers +7.
Wow. I love it. Okay. How about... that over-under, by the way, is 45.5. I just saw it, and that you should hammer that under. All right. Game 5, Monday Night Football. The Commanders at... the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are favored by 11 in the NFL on prime time. Taylor Heineke, Jalen Hurts. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the Commanders.
I'm taking the Eagles because I think they are going to have an explosive Monday night. AJ Brown, 2 touchdowns. They're just going to go off. It looks like a lot, but the Commanders are not good.
They're okay. Their defense is good.
They're at home. But they're against, at home, and against they're going to clap.
That Philly offense, I don't feel great about it, but I'm taking the points.
Yeah.
And I'll probably try to up it to...
They're trying to get you to bet on Washington, and I won't. And
they're
I don't
close
care.
They're getting me.
They got you. They're going, oh, but it's like, no.
They're not getting
gonna,
me.
They're going to lose by 2 touchdowns, and that's we'll play that tape back when I inevitably lose this bet.
And John, we're getting together. We're watching some football on Sunday, and it's going to be a great weekend.
You know what? We're going to have an absolutely amazing time. Sunday. I'm gonna do a full Sunday with Daryl. I'm doing. We're doing every game.
We should do the Germany breakfast. Into the Vikings noon.
Yeah, I want to watch Hooters, football from 8 until the Sunday night game. Hooters. Let's do a full 12 hours.
Yep, and then
putting a shift.
And then the day after is Veterans Day, so we can
nap.
Celebrate the troops.
Mm-hmm.
The next day after as a nice little morning.
We can celebrate Soldier Boy.
I love it. I love this. All right, John. Anything else that we want to hit on here, pal?
I want to say parlays all day. This is a great time, fun time. Do your futures. Put in your Heisman. Put in your NFL MVP.
Absolutely.
Put in your playoff picks for college. Put in your playoff picks for pro. This is a time to get, you know, because now the odds the next couple of weeks, because it's getting close, are going to completely shut down. So, like, don't forget to put your futures bets in.
You're absolutely.
Have some fun. And do a fucking Super Bowl and a natty.
Yes.
You know, do something crazy.
Especially if your team is out of it. Throw something down on some teams, so that way you have something to cheer for.
Yeah.
You don't want to be miserable on these Sundays. Come
yeah.
on. These Saturdays, like, let's start cheering for a team.
I love
most
working,
your teams are out of it.
I love working at this new job, and I'm like watching this game, and everyone's like, you know, it's like serving or whatever, and they're like, you got something on this? I'm like, yeah. They're like, it's football,
of course.
They're like, this is a Mac game. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, I didn't know you were the coolest guy I've ever met.
That's right. Daryl, are you coming to bed? No, I got to stay up and watch this Kings Clippers game that I bet on. So I'm going to stay up for the next couple hours while I lose money and sleep.
And now with the NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball started.
Yep.
Pitt's 1-0. Play West Virginia on Friday.
Badgers 1-0, baby.
And then the World Cup starts like next week or 2 weeks?
Some couple weeks. It's like Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like,
buckle up, folks.
NHL.
No.
If you're into six,
buckle up. We got an amazing run ahead. Let's have some fun, John.
The summer has nothing on the winter.
It's absolute fall winter.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing on it.
Screw summer. All right.
Well, Daryl,
I love you, John.
If you lose 300, what do you tell your girl?
I broke even, baby.
You broke even.
I broke even.
Love
have
you.
A good weekend. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Love you forever. When you pawn your wedding ring.